All right, y'all, we're going to get rolling with it now, joined by the winner of tonight's GovX 200 at Phoenix Raceway and driver of the number 7 GM Motorsport Chevrolet, Justin Allgaier. Justin, this is your first win of the 2026 season. With that win, you become the first driver to win in 10 consecutive NASCAR Riley Auto Parts Series seasons. So just speak a little bit about that feat and just ultimately what it took to to garner that.
What a cool accomplishment, you know, to be able to do that, to have a team behind me like we do, you know, everybody at Junior Motorsports. I'm just really proud of what we've been able to accomplish as a company. And, you know, in 2020, we hit 100 wins. And to be, you know, sitting here in 2026 and to be at, we hit 50 wins. And to be here in 2026 and hitting like 107 is really a special stat. So, you know, having O'Reilly Auto Parts come on board this year, cool to get my first win with them. You know, we've had such a great run with Xfinity for the last number of years. So to see a new entitlement sponsor and to get our first win, you know, I feel like of the first three, man, there's any of those first three that we could have gone and gone to victory lane. So, you know, to have a new crew chief, to have so many things that are different, you know, in a season, and to be able to come out at a racetrack that we know is great for us, but to have a tumultuous night and to be able to come out here with a win was really special. So I'm really proud of what we accomplished, and you know, hopefully it's the first of many. But either way, you know, you never know if it's your first one or your last one, or if you'll ever get another one. So you're going to enjoy them while you have.
All right. Well, we'll begin to open up to questions. We'll start with Brian over here in the middle. Then we'll go to Wolfgang. Then we'll make our way to the right.
All side. All right. Real quick before we ask a question, who's winning the F1 race? Who's winning the F1 race? Leclerc. Okay. Go ahead. I like it. Are you serious? Oh, man.
Brian Twining, Bleacher Nation for Best Sports Media Group. Justin, as you said, you had a pretty tumultuous night. It seemed like you guys didn't really have the greatest fire off speed, but you were really good on the long run. Were you even sure that you would be able to make a push like you did there on that final restart to be able to get to the front?
You know, to that point, when I look at the way the night went, you know, the fire off of our first run was really good, and we were able to drive our way from 17th all the way up into the top five. You know, I was cautiously optimistic that at the end of the race there, where we had those cycles and you have refires on tires, that's going to be more like that first run, right? It's going to be more like having that qualifying set of tires on. We knew on stickers all night that we were just okay. We weren't great. Lap 10 to 15 was kind of where we were good, and then lap 15 on was where we were great, right? And you know, I think the hard part with the talented teams that you have, the talented drivers that you have, to get behind is so disheartening, right? Because there's just too many good cars you have to battle. And you know, when we had that pit stop where we lost a bunch of spots, you know, as a driver, you just sink down in your seat, right? Because you know that the car is good enough to do it. You just know that you're not really sure what that looks like moving forward. And the team never quit. You know, Andrew kept telling me on the radio, "We're gonna be just fine," right? Eddie kept telling me on the radio, "We're gonna be just fine." And you want to believe that. You want to agree with him, but you also go, man, there's so many good race cars to pass in front of me. And I think we were 23rd-ish whenever, you know, we got behind there. And I'm like, man, we came from 17th and couldn't get to the lead. What makes us think that we're going to go from the, you know, low 20s to back to the lead? And the team never quit. And then those late race restarts and just, you know, it was like the seas parted. You know, it was like the perfect scenario for me to be able to go through there. And yeah, I hated it for Brent. They had a fast race car tonight, and he did an amazing job. And I'm riding along behind him, and I'm like, hey, I know they're not going to believe me, but I'm pretty confident his left front is flat. And they ended up coming down, and that was really the spot that I needed to get the great restart that ultimately put us in the position, right? I hate that because he did everything right, and, you know, he could have just as easily been in victory lane. To battle with Jesse at the end, you know, Jesse and I have had a great relationship, you know, I was proud of him for winning the championship last year. So to be able to battle it out with him tonight and to race hard like we did, but super clean. I think that's the takeaway for me tonight, is how clean the race was, at least from my end. I don't know what it looked like all over the track, but, you know, a lot of aggressive, hard racing, but super clean. And it was cool. It was cool to battle it out. And look, you never know. You know, the older you get, these young kids are better than I'll ever expect to be. And they do things that I could have never have thought to do at their age. And, you know, you hope that you can beat them just with a little bit of experience every once in a while. I think we did that tonight. Thank you.
Go to Wolfgang next over here in the back.
Justin, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah. At the end, it was only 0.44 seconds to Jesse Love. You were maybe a little bit scared that you could place an attack at the end. It was so close. And then how was your car in traffic? Once you were in front, the car was quick. But how was your car before in traffic?
Yeah, I think the traffic is where we excelled tonight, being in traffic and being able to kind of get through the field. You know, we got closer to the front, and I felt like that's where the other competitors really kind of showed us our weaknesses. Again, though, I think the cycles on tires and being more like the start of the race, I was excited for it, right? Because I knew how good our car was on that first initial fire off. You know, listen, I'm never going to count any driver out in these races. You know, the one was strong. Jesse had figured out some things that were helping him, and he had made a run at the end. And I knew for me, the thing that had gotten us to the front all night was discipline. Hit your marks. Don't make mistakes. If I got beat because I did that and they were able to drive around me, kudos to them, because that's, you know, my job was to do everything I could do, and I did that. And I thought that even if it gave up a little bit of speed, do not make a mistake. And that was kind of the call of the night, is just no mistakes, you know, discipline, being in the right line at the right times, and you know, worked out for us. And you never know if it will or it won't, but tonight it did.
Kind of the left side of the room.
Brendan Martin, Arizona Daily Sun. Justin, you mentioned it, you know, obviously getting that win with Andrew on the pit box so early in the season. Just how big of a deal is that, being able to get that one out of the way just in these first few races or so with him? Just how different is it having his voice in your ear as opposed to other crew chiefs?
You know, it's odd, right? I mean, you switch crew chiefs, it's always odd. You know, Jim and I had a fantastic relationship for a number of years. And, you know, Andrew all off season, I don't know if I've said it in here, but I said it out there. You know, he's built me up to a place where I struggled, because I didn't know if I could live up to kind of where he's built me up to, right? He's probably one of the most positive people, you know, I've been around. You know, he's constantly sending me little texts, you know, scriptures, things that, you know, he feels like are going to make me believe in myself probably more than I do. But I've told him since day one, man, I 100% believe that, you know, he could get the job done. I was glad that we were paired together. You know, when Jim left, I was glad that the pairing worked out. You know, and I felt like he had something he wanted to prove. And he spent all offseason, you know, just grinding. And his family, you know, he's a great crew chief, but he's an incredible dad too. And we have a lot of synergies in that regard, you know, as far as families go. And so I'm proud of that, to be able to get him to victory lane. He's earned that right. All of our team. I mean, everybody that works on the 7 team. You know, they've done an amazing job. And you know, look, Junior Motorsports has been a threat to win every race this year, whether it's a 7 car or not. Those don't come by chance, right? So I'm proud of what we've accomplished in the Hendrick Engine Shop and Chevrolet, you know, everybody that's a part of it. I feel like we have hit the ground running a lot faster than I expected to. We also can't let that be our stall out. You know, we still have a lot of work to do. We got a great racetrack next week in Vegas that we can go win at. Other teams are pushing. I mean, if I look at the list up there, you know, the Haas teams, you know, switching manufacturers, have run extremely well. You know, better than I expected them to. You know, the one tonight, I mean, Carson did a fantastic job. You know, just everybody is up their game. And I'm super proud of where this series is at right now and the talent that we have. And you know, it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be fun some days, but today's like today, make it that much more fantastic, and Andrew's a big part of that.
And then just walk me through a little bit about, you know, the pit stop issue. I think it was at the end of stage 2. I know some people were making it out the rubber from the IndyCar race might have played a factor. Just what did you see there? Was that ever a point of conversation at all?
No, just bad luck on our part. You know, there's a tether in there that kind of holds the tire in the place you needed to for a pit stop. And as soon as they went up with the jack, the tether broke. And so that allows that tire to kind of droop out. And you know, the shock ultimately holds it. But, you know, that tether is a valuable piece, especially whenever it comes to these pit stops, right? When you're out there. And you're making sure that you don't make mistakes, and you know, time is of the essence. You know, that little piece could be all the difference maker, right? And you know, it's disappointing when stuff like that happens, but you make the most of it. And I think that the team did an incredible job of not giving up, right? That's not an ideal situation, you know, and they still rallied. I mean, we had a green flag pit stop after that you know, going into the green flag stop, it's going to slow you down, right? You have to jack the car up extra high, all the things that, you know, could go wrong in that moment. When you want it to be your fastest stop of the day, you know they're going to be wrong. And so the team never gave up. You know, proud of the pit crew. We've worked out really hard. They've done a great job. And you know, today was about the resiliency of this team. You know, I don't know why the 7 team never makes it easy. Like, if everything's going well, you just know that it's going to fall apart at the end, right? Like, I don't know why that is. I wish I had an answer for that. But all of our wins have been Hail Marys at the end, and tonight was no different. But I think it makes you enjoy more. You know, you never really know what the highest of highs are if you don't live in the valleys. And you know, look, I've spent a lot of time this week reading scripture because of everything that's going on in the world. And it was a very humbling week for me, right? Kind of stripped myself down to a place that I didn't expect to get to. And I've struggled with some things this week. And my wife and I have talked about it a lot. And, you know, winning doesn't – listen, in the grand scheme of things in this world, winning doesn't mean anything, right? But I think just where I've been all week this week in my own head, it makes days like today that much brighter. And hopefully it brought some joy to some folks that were watching tonight, and, you know, can get you to kind of refocus your energy on the things that we can control and the things that are positive, and, you know, go on to next week and hopefully go do it again.
Stay on the left side of the room, then we'll go to Noah, and then we'll come over here to the right.
Luis Torres, Motorsports Tribune. Two quick questions. The first one, it's been alluded about the IndyCar tire wear, and obviously you guys ran after. What did it felt like to you? It went in your favor. How did it felt for you out of the track?
Yeah, you know, I was really curious. You know, we saw yesterday with practice, and, you know, some guys waited, myself included. Some guys went right out. You know, the speeds were incredible with the IndyCar rubber down. I was a little concerned with wear, right? When you pick up speed, you obviously, it changes things. And so the beginning of the race, I was a little bit worried about wear because, you know, we were going faster and, you know, you weren't really sure what to expect. But I thought it came off well. I don't know if the IndyCars had any issues with our rubber being down, right, when they started their race. But I thought this weekend was a lot of fun. You know, I wish I got to spend more time in their garage and get to hang out with those guys a little bit more. You know, the IndyCar guys are extremely talented, and those teams are really cool. So, you know, I think that doubleheaders like this are great for the sport. You know, a ton of fans here this morning, all day today. You know, I saw a loaded crowd tonight at the end of the race. But, you know, to see, you know, we did an autograph session earlier, and you know, to see the shirts, the Graham Rahal and the Pat O'Ward and Joseph Newgarden, you know, see those guys, you know, their fans coming through the autograph line. And to see the synergies between the two, you know, I think our race fans love great racing. And when you show them great in a place like here at Phoenix, it's a home run. So I hope tomorrow's a great race. I really do. I'm going to stick around and watch tomorrow, and, you know, hopefully enjoy a great race tomorrow. And either way, this place never fails to bring the excitement. I love that.
And what do you make of the trophy that you were holding? It looked like a shield guard or something.
It is
pretty,
yes,
heavy.
It was extremely heavy. The shield itself was heavier than I thought it would be. And then the trophy, I don't even know, like the golf cart was squatted down in the back when we drove it over here. But it's freaking cool. And I feel like I have to do a photo with the Bristol sword and the shield. You know, I was saying earlier, I feel like I was in the movie 300. You know what I mean? Like, you go to battle, and I think that's the right movie. I don't know. I feel like it is. I was trying to think of who the actor was. He's way taller and bigger and stronger than I am. But, you know, it was pretty cool to be able to hold that shield up tonight. And every trophy I think I've ever won has been, like, so unique. You know, and I love the old school trophies, you know, the Bristols and the Martinsvilles. But I also love the you know, the gladiator style that we had today. And it was really special. So that one's – I don't know where to put it. It's huge and it's heavy. So I don't know where to put it yet. But we'll find a place and enjoy it.
Go ahead, Noah.
Noah Reed, Kenny Wallace Media. I want to ask you a question about racetracks. When Denny Hamlin came in here earlier, he was asked how it feels to be back at Phoenix. barring everything that happened at the championship race last year. And I know that Phoenix is a track that's been a place of highs for you and also a place of severe lows. And so I'm curious, from your perspective, you know, what goes on through a driver's mind when tracks, you know, bring just a mix of emotions?
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't want to speak for Denny because I can't fathom what he felt of the range of emotions after last year and just his offseason. You know, I think it's so wild. You come to these races and, you know, for me, my memory of this place isn't the bad days. It isn't the days that we should have won that we didn't. There's one memory in there. Dale gave me a big hug a couple of years ago. It was a bad day, and I remember that one really well. But for me, the backstretch, photos after the championship, we didn't win the race. But I'll never forget, you know, it was freezing cold. It's like 2 o'clock in the morning, having my kids and my wife and my parents and everybody out there, like those memories for me, this place, like every time I drive through that tunnel or walk through that tunnel or come into this place, like that's what's on my mind. Because I don't do this without my family. Like it's probably been one of the hardest parts of my career that they're not able to travel like they used to, you know, with school and sports and, you know, just everything that's going on. I live for that, you know, seeing them at the racetrack and just my wife. I mean, I celebrated my 20th wedding anniversary this week for, you know, my oldest daughter now. She's almost 13. So let's just say, you know, what, 8 of the last however many years, give or take. You know, my wife was front and center, sat on the pit box, took notes. She was my biggest cheerleader, but also my biggest critic, you know, going home, and we would discuss every race in detail, and she was switched on, and she got it. She still is, right? But then watching my kids grow up, and, you know, missing out on some of the stuff I missed out on with them is so different now than what it used to be. And so I enjoy the moments that have really created this I don't know if it's an illusion, but, you know, this just picture in my head that I remember with my kids and my wife and my family. So, you know, Phoenix is that for me. You know, winning is great, but I still look at the back straightaway in those photos, and those will be things that I'll always cherish.
And then we'll finish over here on the right.
Andrew Hazlett, Cronkite News. Justin, a win for yourself, a third place for Carson, a sixth place for Sammy, but Byron ran well as well. So how does that performance as a team give you momentum moving forward here into Las Vegas and down this opening stretch here?
Yeah, I'm super proud of this team. Raja, I think, finished, what, eighth, right? Corey was up there. Corey did a great job today, too. Look, you know, Junior Motorsports as a whole, but even furthermore, what is it, 14 Chevys in a row? Yeah, 14 Chevys in a row. Like, that's awesome. Look, I know we have the most cars in the series. I know that. But to have a day like that is incredible. And it's not for lack of effort. You know, everybody is working so hard. And, you know, we know we have to. You know, all the other manufacturers, all the other teams, they want to be up there. I'm so proud of Junior Motorsports. I mean, at one point, you know, the 8 car early in the race was by far the dominant car. Drove up, took the lead. I think he won the first stage, right? The 1 was fast all night, battling it out. I think if it wasn't for that 1 restart, I think he, because he was on the front row, I think, and you know, the 41 was able to put him top of 3, and that was kind of the end for them. But to still come back and finish third, the 88, I think, had an issue, and they pitted for some tires at the end there. But, I mean, just the strength of our company. You know, Raja, you know, being in the 32, it's obviously not under our banner, but, you know, right before the race, you know, Raj came over, and we sat in the truck, and we talked about things of, you know, kind of where to make those moves early, and you know, he's been a lot of fun to have as a teammate this year too. So, you know, look, I'm super proud of what we've built, what we've accomplished. You know, Dale and Kelly and LW and just everybody at Junior Motorsports. I mean, there's no, I said it earlier, the 7 team can't go to any of these races and not win, but I think it just as a whole, I mean, we're battling our teammates every week, and yeah, we've had some ups and downs and some things that don't go the way we want them to, but I'm super proud of what we accomplished, and I don't know. I don't know if we'd ever finish 1, 2, 3, 4, but that'd be pretty special. But you know, I think that our team is more than capable of doing that. And, you know, if we keep doing the things that we're doing, we got a great shot at getting all of us in the playoffs and we're into the chase and, you know, go race it out from there.
All right. We'll take one quick follow from Wolfgang over here.
Justin, you said earlier that the IndyCar guys are cool. You wished you had spent more time in the garage. Under given circumstances, the perfect scenario, you would try a car by yourself, IndyCar?
The short answer is no. I think that ship has sailed a long time ago. Look, I'm sore getting out of these cars after some of the crashes that I take. I don't want to test fate. God's blessed me in a lot of ways. I also don't want to ever say never, because, like, you know, when I'm done racing NASCAR, it'd be fun to try once. I mean, you know, maybe not in a race scenario, but if there was ever a way to test one, I would try it once. I follow all forms of motorsports. I was asking about F1, you know, whether it be IMSA, be it supercars, dirt track racing all over the United States, short track asphalt. I mean, my wife gets so mad at me because there's not a night that goes by that I don't have some subscription on my phone watching races from somewhere, keeping up on social media. So I just love racing. And I think the older I get, the more I respect the grind that it takes to be good. I don't know. I just enjoy racing. And look, those guys that I watched last week at St. Pete, I selfishly have my favorites, right? Guys that I've been around and want to see do well. But at the end of the day, you know, when you watch these guys and they put the helmet on the same way I do, they go out there and they give their best. And these fans, you know, they get their money's worth. And you know, we're all going to have good days and bad days. Our races are go good or not. But, you know, I just really respect what those guys do on a regular basis. So if I ever had the chance to try it, I might try it once by myself. But might need to be somewhere slow, and I don't know that they go anywhere slow, so I don't know how to make that one happen.
All right, Justin, well, congrats on the win today, and good luck at Vegas next week.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Also, one other thing I wanted to point out for y'all, tonight's race, we had a total of 1,905 total green flag passes and 32 green flag passes for the lead, which is third all-time here in the NASCAR O'Reilly Auto Parts Series, so.